The provincial government announced a plan Monday to launch a study intended to examine the feasibility of a new reservoir east of Red Deer to help fight drought and support communities in central Alberta. In a press statement issued on August 26, the Alberta government said that as central Alberta's population continues to grow, so too will the consumption of water, by extension creating an increased demand from communities, businesses and industry. Expanding water storage capacity in the region could potentially help reduce the risk of future droughts or water shortages and support a strong economy for years to come, reads part of the statement. The plan includes calling for proposals to investigate the feasibility of constructing a potential new reservoir near Ardley along the Red Deer River. This study will explore the costs and value of an Ardley reservoir and the benefits for downstream communities, farmers, ranchers and businesses, the province said. The Red Deer River Municipal Users Group, RDRMUG, asked its members last year to canvass their communities for support in calling on the provincial government to include funding in its 2024 budget for a study into whether a second reservoir was needed along the Red Deer River. Didsbury, Sundry and Olds were among the communities giving their support. Related, Sundry supports push to fund Red Deer River water storage study. Related, Olds Council echoes call for Red Deer River water study. Related, Alberta launches largest water sharing effort since 2001 to deal with drought. Budget 2024 allocated $4.5 million to explore creating a new reservoir on the Red Deer River. Alberta's government already owns and operates several large reservoirs in the South Saskatchewan River Basin that help ensure sufficient water supplies to meet demand from communities, irrigators and businesses, while also maintaining a healthy aquatic environment. Water stored at Glenifer Lake, the reservoir created by Dixon Dam, helps supplement low winter flows along the Red Deer River and helps ensure an adequate water supply for Red Deer and Drumheller. According to provincial government data, municipalities represent a fairly small portion of the overall amount of water consumed in Alberta, with agriculture, industry, and commerce generating the bulk of all demand. In a prepared statement included with the presser, Minister of Agriculture and Irrigation R.J. Sigurdsson was quoted as saying, "Our government is delivering on our pledge to investigate a broad range of water management infrastructure options to ensure our growing communities, irrigators and businesses have the water they need when they need it. Our agricultural producers depend on Alberta's irrigation infrastructure so they can continue putting food on tables here and around the world." The newly announced study is said to be intended to determine whether a new dam near Ardley can be designed, constructed and operated for a cost that provides value to Albertans and the economy, including benefits to irrigation, drought management, water security and flood protection. Qualified vendors have until 2 p.m. on September 30 to submit their proposals, and the Ardley feasibility study is expected to be completed by March 31, 2026. Once the study is complete, the government will determine whether to pursue this project and proceed with detailed engineering and design work as well as regulatory approvals.